USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Highland Park, Illinois, are announcing a seventh person died Tuesday in a parade shooting. Over 30 people were injured. Lake County Police saying the 21-year-old alleged shooter gained access to the roof of a business near the parade in Highland Park, committed the shooting, and then blended in with the fleeing crowd dressing as a woman. After a weekend of travel chaos and mass cancellations in the airline industry, disruptions are beginning to ease again today. As far as just how friendly the skies were for travelers over the long holiday weekend, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN.
Look, we saw cancellations around 3%. You really, in typical years, would be looking at or under 2%. An improvement, especially compared to Memorial Day weekend.
USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden is paying tribute to 4 Army veterans of the Vietnam War. Biden awarding 4 medals of honor during a White House ceremony. He praised the honorees for acts of incredible, astonishing, and selfless heroism.
To the late Staff Sergeant Edward M. Canisero, to Specialist 5 Dwight W. Birdwell, to Specialist 5 Dennis M. Fufuji, and to Major John Duffy. I'm proud to finally award our highest military recognition, the Medal of Honor, to each of you.
Confidence in United States institutions is falling. A new Gallup poll finding significant declines in 11 of 16 institutions that were in the survey. Confidence in the presidency is down 15 percentage points from a year ago. The U.S. Supreme Court dropped 11 percentage points. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 129 points to fall to 3967. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Sweden and Finland are another step closer to joining NATO. Members of the alliance signed accession protocols for the two countries Tuesday. Finland and Sweden both confirmed their willingness and ability to meet obligations and commitments of NATO membership. 2 Philadelphia police officers are recovering after they were shot near a 4th of July celebration. It happened just before 10 p.m. near the Philadelphia Art Museum. Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw saying it's too early to tell if the shots were intentional or celebratory gunfire. President Joe Biden is reportedly considering lifting Trump administration tariffs against Chinese products. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says once again he believes that President Biden is taking it easy on China.
For decades, he has not seen China as a threat. And now, as you point out, China is leading the world in producing so-called green technology, you know, solar panels made with slave labor, because of their unfair trade practices. And Joe Biden and the Democrats want to accelerate our dependence on Chinese sources of energy. By contrast, we're the world's largest producer of fossil fuels, and China is a net importer of them. So they want to give away yet another point of key leverage in our competition with China. But it gets back to the foolish way that Joe Biden views China. He doesn't view them as a competitor for us, not our main threat.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.